are going to start moderating content and content rating it for parents playing the 30 million plus players per day or developers per day who use the product. And they want to ensure, especially as use has increased by 70%, they say, since the beginning of COVID, they want to ensure that parents have the confidence to let their kids into Roblox without fear of the kids being exposed to adult content or anything gory or anything inappropriate, and just let them play away without any bother about any of these sort of things. So Roblox haven't said what they're going to do, but they have simply announced, and they interviewed with the Wall Street Journal to say that this was coming. And they also want to focus on some of the people who have actually been actively posting pornographic adult style content and want to shut these guys down in order to protect what is now a very valuable business. Roblox recently went public on the markets, and it's a company that's worth nearly $50 billion. So it's interesting how when suddenly they become a very valuable business and they're under pressure to preserve the business itself, that they suddenly develop after 13 years this keen interest in parental control, moderation, and the preventing inappropriate adult content being deliberately served by developers on the Roblox portal. It is a little cynical, but nonetheless, it has to be welcomed because everybody, not just kids, but everybody is spending so much time online that A, you can't keep an eye on it, and B, it's important that it's a safe portal, and Roblox has always been considered a safe portal. But remembering the key figures, 70% increase in Roblox use, by its 30 to 35 million users, just rereading the article, 30 to 35 million daily users on the portal, and an average time, they're saying, of nearly 3 hours per day by each user. That is an awful lot of time. So it has become really important, sadly, as I say, driven by the fact that they're now a public company and bear a responsibility to shareholders. And they are very affected by the value in the company, which could be driven down by issues around parental control, inappropriate content. But nonetheless, an important day in the development of children's safety online. And it follows a similar announcement from TikTok in January of this year, where TikTok announced that they would be starting to introduce mandatory, although easily avoided, but mandatory private profile settings on TikTok for users who correctly register their age as between 13 and 16 years of age, bearing in mind, of course, that TikTok users and Snapchat users and everybody other kind of users are not supposed to be using these products under the age of 13. But where you are legally declaring your age and saying you're between 13 and 17, 16, I mean to say, you are now going to be required to have a private setting. Of course, you can delete that version of TikTok and re-download it and say that you're 17 and happily switch to everyone. But it is a change in the direction of the wind. There is now obviously a palpable sense that this is coming from government regulators, and the time for change is coming, and not a day too late, and a step in the right direction. But that's the news from Roblox, which came out around the 15th or so of April 2021. Okay, that's it from Roblox today. Thank you very much.